Johnny knew these prisoners, while cooperative, tended to be malicious. But he had heard this too often for it to be just a guess. He changed the subject.
Did you fellows ever capture any cyclomathematics texts?
The huckler gave a laugh. It sounded like a horse neighing.
Oh, my dear fellow. Every wizard brain in the universe for 302,000 years has tried to figure out cyclomathematics. It can't be done. Oh, it isn't their arithmetic. An 11-numeral system is not too strange. There's a race that had 23 different numerals. It's their silly equations. Nothing ever balances. Texts. Anybody can pick up their texts. They're meaningless. Pure rubbish. Balderdash. Rot. Now, will you order them to give me and my crew something to eat? Like you did the Tulnip?
Johnny told them to see McKendrick. He went to his viewing room and looked at Turl's vast numbers of worksheets again. He wasn't feeling so good now. Johnny had a bomb to land on Cyclo if necessary. Great! He didn't have a thing to land it there with. He had a rapidly growing force of visitors overhead. Turl was dawdling. Johnny had a very desperate plan to seize the console before it could be destroyed. But even if he got it, it might work just once and quit, if the Tulnip was right. He looked over Turl's equations again. They didn't balance. They didn't proceed one to the next, logically. Yet the whole fate of this planet depended, in the final analysis, on solving them. Maybe other people of other races had met this impasse, this same problem before, and lost. Maybe another being had sat here, like this, staring at texts and worksheets of cyclomath, uneasy, and with a feeling of hopelessness, and then gone out to be destroyed by the cyclos. His personal courage, meaningless.